Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Janice, do you think it's fair to criticize Democrats for taking money from Harvey Weinstein?
This is my feeling about that. Like, take the money. I mean, it's already spent.
That's right.
You know? I think this whole thing with USC, and they're giving back the money that he gave for women filmmakers. Like, keep it. Like, where is it going to go? To the board? To the company that's already
right.
in failure?
That's
my feeling.
I like money. I don't care who knows it. James Carville, do you think that Democrat Doug Jones has a good chance to beat Roy Moore in Alabama? If you don't know,
yeah, Roy Moore is a big Ten Commandments guy. He's actually nine. He doesn't believe in the seventh about stealing. Just, you know, he's for nine. You can't. You got to be for the whole ten. He starts a foundation. He raises money for these poor people, gets a tax exemption, and then he pays all the money to he and his wife. And then when they run out of money, they mortgage the building in downtown Montgomery to pay him more. So I don't know, but I think there are some people who believe that the thou shalt not steal thing. I think even atheists believe that you shouldn't steal. I think everybody believes
in
that.
We believe it prima facie.
I'm being, okay.
Well, we don't need the space god to tell us to believe.
Universal.
Only two of the commandments are laws, don't steal and don't kill,
right.
which we can figure out on our own. The other ones are about, you know, don't build a statue and, you know.
If the people of Alabama think that Washington needs another thief, then they should send Roy Moore.
Right.
Because there are not enough thieves in Washington.
Roy Moore believes that not standing for the anthem is against the law. Did you see that he said that? He said it's the law that we have to stand for the anthem and put our hand on our heart.
You don't need to know that.
And he's a judge.
That's the fourth commandment. Thou shalt stand for the anthem.
Right. Eric Erickson, do you think Steve Bannon will be effective finding candidates to primary congressional Republicans, finding more conservative?
Well, finding them to primary, yes. Finding them to win, I'm not so sure. We've got the one who was in jail, the one who believes in chemtrails. I'm not sure if the one who believes in UFOs is one of his. And, you know, they may very well beat some of the Republican establishment guys. And honestly, a lot of the Republican establishment guys, I think, deserve to be beaten because them campaigning and breaking promises got the base so pissed off. That's what led them to burn the party down with Trump. So they kind of deserve it. But then they're going to lose to the Democrats in the general election. You run the felon or the chemtrails lady, they're not going to win the general.
But you have a lot of influence with those voters. What do you tell them about it?
Listen, I said don't vote for Trump. They didn't listen to me.
What do you tell them about an issue like health care, where, like, I think, you know, I've read that many like the Affordable Care Act, but they don't like Obamacare. And
funny how that works.
Many of them, you know, I think I probably have been saved by it. Trump called Obamacare this week a disgrace, which is such a disgrace. Maybe you don't agree with the law, but it's not a disgrace. And again, James, where are the Democrats to stand up full-throatedly and say, this is our signature achievement? But if we can't do that...
First of all, every Democrat voted against repeal and replace. Okay, the Democrats, they passed it by one vote. They voted for it. I mean, what you want the Democrats, and all the Democrats do is talk about all the life. You know, if the Democrat governor... I'm saying that doesn't get you very far in a Democratic Party. They'll all come out of the woodwork if you said that tax cuts create surpluses, as they do. You just can't do that. You're a Democrat. You can't run against immigrants. You just can't do it. If you did, you wouldn't be a Democrat. It's just the nature of who you are. You can't believe that global warming is a hoax because that's just in your DNA. It's who you are.
Right.
They don't think that way. They're still sitting there after the disaster in Kansas, after the whole thing. They really are trying to tell people that if you cut the estate tax, you're going to grow the economy. I mean, you can't say no person can say that, but Steve Mnuchin can say it. Who cares?
Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think. It might be been saying it wrong. I didn't...
Margaret, what do you think of Jeff Sessions sending a Justice Department lawyer to prosecute the murder of a trans teen in Iowa?
You know, I just, I truly worry. No, I truly worry, because I've followed this, and as you know, I work in this space, and one would think, well, maybe this is interesting, maybe there's a change of heart with Jeff Sessions, but I'm suspicious. I'm curious. I don't know why he's doing it. This is a man who doesn't have a good record of standing up for the individuals, the rights of LGBT Americans. This is a man who advised the Education Department to rescind the guidelines for transgender students. He's somebody who doesn't believe it's a real thing, that people have gender dysmorphia. So I'm concerned, actually, because on the surface, the headline reads really well. Oh, he's investigating it. Maybe you know, they'll find out. You know, this actually was really a hate crime or a crime of intolerance. And I suspect that there are worse forces at play here.
I ought to go back to your thing about the Democrats being so weak. Because these people are PolitiFact people. The Glenn Kessler, all of these people, they document this. And it's overwhelming, the number of lies that they call them out. But people don't care. They don't care. And if you ask yourself this, why go back and look at how many special counsels, independent prosecutors, et cetera, are Republicans? You know how many are? All of them. Because if a Republican is under investigation, well, you can't have a Democrat investigating. Then if a Democrat is under investigation, well, you can't have a Democrat investigating. And you know what? All of the Democratic establishment, the editorial writers, the commentators, the everything say, oh, yes, you have to have a... Why is there never a Democratic independent counsel? Ever. And because we just accept the fact that they will raise hell and not pay attention to what a Democrat says. You are right to a point. But when you get to the point to say, what we need to do is lie as much as they do, our people are not going to let them do that.
Politicize is not exactly equivalent to lying.
Okay.
And also, we're talking about the political realm. We're not talking about the policy realm. We're talking about next time, when they take polls, they always say, people will say, they trust the Republican Party more to defend us. Right. That they're the daddy party. And let's put a chip in that. Because, you know, when John Kerry ran, they went there.
Right.
Yeah, we'll put up a war hero so they can't. But they go there.
Right.
And we don't go there.
We need to.
I agree.
Okay. We need to go.
But we got to go here now. But thank you very much for putting up with us.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.